Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman here with Fred Jackson. Again, good morning, Fred.
Good morning.
Or good afternoon, those who live in the Eastern time zone. Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us now. Good morning,
good
Steve.
Good morning, everybody. And a good afternoon if you are in the East Coast.
Hey, I was just looking. You were mentioning off the air about what happened over in Six Flags in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I saw some video on that. This is over the weekend. I guess Six Flags opened. For the spring, the opening of the I'm reading from the news source. I'll get it in a minute. Anyway, it says the opening of the Six Flags over Georgia season was marked Saturday by a chaotic scene involving fights breaking out across the park, and then a police and security clear out that ended with a 15-year-old shot by an officer nearby. So, good night. Can't even go to Six Flags anymore.
No.
Huh? These big cities. Yeah. Just forget it, huh, Fred?
What we saw in Kansas City in the celebration there, just a few weeks ago, we're seeing in Atlanta, it's just gangs of kids, and one looks at the other the wrong way, they pull a gun, and then a bunch of them pull guns.
And these security guards, like at a place like Six Flags, you got a bunch of teenagers rushing in, and there's no parents there. And these security guards, they're helpless.
Yeah. How can you possibly stop gangs?
No, and they're out fighting in the park. And the police supposed to interject, the security guards are supposed to interject themselves in the middle of these fights and try to separate people. And then somebody starts beating up on the security officer.
Yeah.
It's just a mess. Yeah. But anyway, that happened in Six Flags over. I've been there several times. Right on the interstate.
Yep.
Going into Atlanta from the east. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, from the west.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. All right, Steve, what do you got?
Well, in the we've been talking about the Supreme Court decision with President Trump. We missed this, actually. I think it happened yesterday. Federal Appeals Court, the Fifth Circuit, has ruled that Texas can uphold its own immigration laws. Texas passed a law.
Who ruled this?
Yeah. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So the Texas passed a law that says if you're not going to do anything, federal government, we're going to, so we can arrest and jail illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
And the lower court said no. Then you'd have a whole hodgepodge of every state doing its own foreign policy. We can't do that. But the Fifth Circuit said no. They have the right to do that, so they ruled in favor of Texas, put it on hold for about 4 or 5 days to allow the Supreme Court to weigh in if they want. But absent that, Texas is going to start.
You know what this is akin to me, is do you have a right to defend yourself? Mm-hmm. Do you have a right to defend your home? Mm-hmm. In the case of Texas, do they have a right to defend themselves from invasion? Or can the President of the United States allow the invasion and put the Texas government at risk, yep, and the Texas people at risk?
Well, I remember when Governor Abbott first introduced this, he's using the U.S. Constitution, and I don't have that in front
right.
of me, but he said there is a section of the U.S. Constitution which says if the federal government neglects to do its job to defend the borders of the country, then the state can do that. He based it on what the Constitution says about this. And now the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is now saying Abbott is right.
Right.
He has a right to do this because of the neglect of the Biden-led federal government.
Well, good. That's great news.
Yeah,
right
it
there.
Is very good
yeah,
news.
Yeah.
So maybe.
When was that announced?
I believe it was yesterday. I think Sunday. It's weird that it would happen on a Sunday, but this is dated March 3rd. This is from CNN, dated March 3rd.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's, hey, by the way, switching gears, we wanted to talk about the response from the mother of the young lady who was murdered in Georgia.
Yeah, this is Lakin Riley. She's the one that was murdered there at the University of Georgia, illegal alien that is charged with that murder. They had a memorial service last week and then a funeral, I believe, on the weekend for this precious young lady. And we had heard that she was a born-again believer. But this is what her mom had to say. My family has faced the most devastating, unimaginable loss that anyone could ever be forced to endure. I would like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for being with me and my family during this heartbreaking time. She goes on to say, I encourage everyone to have a personal relationship with Jesus. I give him all the glory for getting us through this. What a testimony. You talk about something good coming out of a horrible, horrible tragedy. But she has issued this statement, made this public statement, and she gives praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. She says, he's my Savior, and I hope that you find Jesus Christ as your personal Savior as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just terrific.
That's
absolutely.
That's the mom of
Lakin Riley.
Lakin Riley.
Mm.
Of course, she was the one who was murdered. She wasn't at the time she was killed, she wasn't a student. She was a student
nursing student associated with the University of Georgia.
Yes. But anyway, did you know that abduction and murder took place in broad daylight?
She was out for a morning jog. Yeah, it was bright.
Yeah. So this man must have been stalking her.
Yes.
He knew where she was going. Sounds like to me he knew where she was going.
I think the gentleman who's charged and his brother lived in some housing area that was adjacent to where the kids jogged in the morning.
Yeah. Let me tell you another thing I've noticed. I was talking to Allison, my wife, about this the other day. I've noticed, because I, like you guys, I'm a consumer of the news, so I read three or four different news sites a day. And what I've noticed is there are a lot of people who are being attacked and even abducted or trying to be abducted, robbed at gas stations.
Yes.
And what happens is, this is why you need to be aware of your surroundings. Because what happens is you stop and get gas, maybe by yourself, and you're just out got the pump going. You're not really paying attention to, okay, here comes a guy walking up or a car driving up real fast, and next thing you know, you're at gunpoint.
Yep.
I'm just seeing this repeatedly. So evidently, the bad guys know what to look for and to know when people are in a vulnerable position. So I would say, if you're going to stop at a gas station at night, you don't stop where you're all by yourself, because the attendant inside is not watching, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And what are they going to do? Call 911. Well, cops get there, you're dead, or you're robbed, or you're beaten, or you're kidnapped, or something like that. Especially young ladies.
Yes.
I would say don't even stop.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, Fred?
Oh yeah.
Don't. Oh, unless you're at a place like a truck stop where there's a lot of people around, a lot of lighting, that kind of thing. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We have to be careful at night, and sometimes a Walmart parking lot at night. Yeah, I know.
Keep your head on a swivel.
You just got to be careful in certain areas.
I wouldn't go by myself either.
No. I saw one of these videos you were talking about. A guy had stopped at night, get some gas. Of course, most gas stations are self-serve now.
Right.
So you got to get out of your car to do it. I saw one guy. He defended himself because a bunch of gang guys came up. He kept pouring the gas on them.
That's what I was going to say. He took the nozzle out of the car and just started squirting them with gas.
Start squirting them with gas.
That's smart thinking.
Yeah. Yes. He attacked them with gas.
They had no idea what to do. They got back in the car and drove away.
Yeah. He didn't have a chance to throw a match.
Yeah. Yeah. You just need to be aware of the situations. It's a dangerous world we live in. And what reminded me is this Lakin Riley, this young lady, she's out on a morning jog.
Yes.
And
just going back for a moment, there was a story, I think just last week, where some of these characters, now the bad guys, will put something near your back wheel of your tire, and it's got a nail protruding out from it. So when you drive along, you're hearing something sounding bad on your car, and people are pulling over, but they're following you, the bad guys.
Oh, I got you.
Following you. And so when you stop to investigate this noise on your tire, then they get you.
Mm-hmm.
So now, and they showed this person, they made it home with this strange noise, and they showed it, and it's like a spike that goes through the mud flap on the front of the back tire, and it was rubbing up against the back tire. Somebody had done that in a parking lot when the good guys were in shopping, and they followed this guy along, and fortunately, he got into his driveway when he discovered what the bad noise, the source of it was. Listen, you've got to be on defense all the time these days.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
If you're going to get gas and you're by yourself, don't stop by yourself if you can help it at all. And if you do, especially young ladies, forget that.
Yes,
you tell your daughter, your granddaughter, you don't stop. Man. First of all, even now today, you're driving at night by yourself.
Yeah.
Again, male or female, but certainly young ladies, you better, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
You better think about those kinds of things. Because now in these bigger cities, you're seeing a trend toward these criminals who watch somebody go in a store and then they follow them home.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Especially if they go into like a jewelry store or something like that. They follow them home, then they'll rob them at gunpoint right there in their driveway.
You said, Fred, you said these days you have to watch out. I heard of somebody talking about in the 1950s or 60s or 70s, Americans had as many guns as they have now.
Mm-hmm.
Kids used to, when I was in high school,
per capita.
California.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd roll up with a shotgun in their truck. It was just fine. So why all of a sudden are we concerned about the shootings? Why all of a sudden? We've been pumping gas for almost a century. Why all of a sudden now we're worried about pumping gas? And something is happening in this culture. And I've talked to certain people, and I think it may be oversimplistic, but we've left God. We have decided.
No, that's not oversimplistic. That's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we were a nation that honored, even if we didn't call it Christianity, we honored the ethic, the Ten Commandments. And many, many people honored the actual Ten Commandments were influenced by church and religion and God.
Oh, your morals break down, your values break down, your behavior is going to break down on a massive scale. Because morality, moral restraint is the primary deterrent for crime.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's not enough police officers around, if we all decided we just wanted to go completely lawless, there's nothing to... the cops could do. And so that's what you're running into. More and more people are becoming bad actors.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that we catch, again, in these big cities, they don't put them in jail.
Nope.
They don't stop them. They just let them go.
Nope.
It's stunning to me that people will vote for their own demise.
Yes.
I would like to recommend an op-ed, a column written by Victor Davis Hanson. We interview him sometimes. This is in American Greatness. Yes. I'll send it to Brent to put it up on our website. It's called American Paralysis and Decline, and he lists five different areas where we have fallen into bad habits, or we're doing things that are self-destructive. We could stop them, but we don't have the political will. The five are immigration and our national debt and crime and homelessness and the political situation. Oh, six, also foreign policy. But with regard to crime, he says everyone accepts that no society can long endure quasi-legalized shoplifting or green light smashing grabbers and carjackers that will be released without bail. We also know that restoring deterrence by arresting, convicting, and jailing repeat offenders will return safety to our streets. But again, we fear even more that advocating law and order will earn slander like racist or reactionary. So we are scared of being called racist and reactionary, so we don't do what we know we need to do.
Well, one of the worst things that's happened to our country was the complete and total overreaction to the George Floyd death.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you tell kids and any kind of a group, African Americans in this case, that they are helpless, that they are victims, that they are oppressed, that there's nothing they can do, you're going to get them angry. And with any group, you would do that. If you were told, Tim, that you could amount to nothing and that you were oppressed, you probably would be angry and start acting out. They feel they have a right because they're oppressed to do all these things. This is identity politics. This is Joe Biden and Barack Obama. The politics that they've injected into this country, which says you identify as a group and there are oppressors and oppressees, and this is what's caused a majority of all this.
Well, yeah, but this problem precedes Obama. This goes back 50 years since Lyndon Johnson and the mm-hmm. Great Society when they mm-hmm. decided to pay people to have babies out of wedlock.
Yep.
When our federal government decided to pay people who have babies out of wedlock, then the what happened in the black community, we all know the story is they began to have more and more babies out of wedlock. Now 75% of all, or maybe higher than that now, of all children born to African American are born in single parent situations.
Yes.
And so, I mean, that's why you have like 50% of all violent crime committed by 2% of the public. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Well, the young African American males have no direction in life, by and large.
And they're all being told that it's due to slavery and that the white man.
Well, that's a bunch of garbage.
It is, because in the 1950s, Jim Crow notwithstanding, Jim Crow was terrible, but they fixed that. But the Great Society did exactly what you're talking about. Before that, the birth rate of
black families were intact.
Yes.
And strong.
And doing economically well.
All the while they were being denied their civil rights.
Correct.
Even before the civil rights movement.
Two different issues.
Yeah, two different issues. Yes, but in the name of equity, I guess you could say, or reaching out, maybe some people had the good intentions, I don't know. But Patrick J. Moynihan, go back and read. He was a Democrat, a senator from New York. He warned what would happen eventually if you rewarded people for having babies out of wedlock and you incentivized that, mm-hmm. then you would have more of it, and that would lead to the breakdown of the family. The breakdown of the family would mean children were, again, this is broadly and generally, would be raising themselves. So when you have single mother parents, the chances for poverty go way up. So you have 15, 16 year old girls having one or two babies or more. They're not going to finish high school, much less college. And so their chances for getting a high paying job go way down. Mm-hmm. Well, you just repeat that. Mm-hmm. You just repeat that generationally. Mm-hmm. And This is what you have. You have a situation again where I said, especially that young black males are in danger because they don't have, by and large, dads aren't in the home to straighten them out and to raise them right.
And shame on the churches that endorse that liberal thinking, that kind of social justice thinking.
Yeah.
Instead of biblical truth. Biblical truth says God holds individuals responsible for their actions.
Right.
God holds the individual responsible. That said, if that was made a cornerstone belief again and the way society would run, we would stop this nonsense when somebody does something wrong, it's somebody else's fault. No, you are held accountable by God. And that starts, it starts in the home, that thinking. Biblical thinking, it starts in our churches. We have to underline that again and again and again, that we serve a sovereign God who doesn't change his mind and that he holds us each of us accountable for our actions. Mm-hmm. It's you know, the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and we've right. lost our fear of God.
Right.
And we're replacing it with man's mm-hmm. wisdom.
Yeah.
Which is foolishness.
You're right. All right, you're listening to today's to the program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Next story, Steve.
Dr. Patrick Ho wants his money back.
Who?
Dr. Patrick Ho. He is a energy producer in China. He's with the Chinese firm CEFC, and he paid Hunter Biden $1 million to represent him in a case. And he says Hunter Biden didn't do anything for it. So he's wanting his money back. Now, I don't know, but I'm guessing what Hunter Biden didn't do was give him access to the president. And it now seems, since it's all in the limelight, he's not going to be able to. So since Mr. Cho didn't get what he paid for, he wants his money back. That last part is just conjecture, but he does want his money back. He is suing to get $1 million from Hunter Biden, Chinese firm, energy firm.
Good luck.
He said this out loud?
He said out loud that he wants his money back. Suing him in court.
What's his name?
His name is Dr. Patrick Ho, H-O.
Okay, where's Dr. Ho, where is he from?
China. Communist China.
Oh.
Hunter Biden was paid $1 million by the Chinese firm CEFC to act as attorney for its employee, Dr. Patrick Ho, but now Ho is threatening to sue the first son within 7 days unless he gets his money back because he claims Hunter did no legal work for him. Sent a legal letter to Hunter last week requesting their attorney-client agreement be terminated immediately and threatened legal action unless he receives detailed list of services provided by Hunter, which he says there were none.
Well, I wish I spoke Mandarin and I knew what good luck in Mandarin is.
Right.
Number one. But number two, foolishness for doing business with Hunter Biden. If you're going to do business and $1 million worth of business, you better do a little bit of research. A little bit of research would have told this gentleman that Hunter Biden was not to be trusted.
But other research might have shown that you could have had access to his father for $1 million.
Yes.
And what got me, now that's falling apart.
What got me was last week, Hunter Biden, you talk about a guy that's just made a mess of his life. Wow. Huh? I mean, wow. Anyway, last week he said, Hunter, I'm not laughing because it's funny, because what he's done to himself is tragic, really, quite frankly, on a human level. But what he said was he was testifying mm-hmm. before the Congress, Hunter Biden, about how his influence with his dad as VP helped him get money from around the world. And one time he said he was on the phone, was Hunter Biden with somebody, maybe it was in China.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to pull off a business deal, you know, again, operating on the influence of his name and his dad being VP. He said, I said that my dad was sitting beside me to the people on the phone because I was either drunk or high.
Yeah. What a testimony.
I thought, good night. That's his excuse. I was either stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Or I was drunk off my gourd, so I made it up that my dad was sitting right next to me when I was talking to to the business.
That's what his lawyer told him to say.
God, where'd all that money go to?
Yes.
Huh?
Breaking headline from the Babylon Bee. In a major blow to democracy, the Supreme Court has ruled voters can vote for their favorite candidate.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thanks to Fred.
You bet.
And Chris. And Brent Creeley, our producer, Jenna Ellis, who joined us earlier. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your Monday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of Today's Issues.